English for Migrants, a free weekly program to help migrants improve their English with your English teacher, Adam.
Welcome to my show today. It's raining in Auckland, but how are you? If you are listening to me in Auckland or joining me from the Wairarapa on Aero FM, a special welcome to you. I'm Adon Kumar, your English teacher. If you want to improve your English, you are exactly in the right place. I'm a migrant just like you, and my passion is to help migrants succeed. So every Sunday at 11:20 a.m., I'll bring you a new English lesson to help you gain confidence in your speaking, listening, reading, and writing. I'll also have regular live interview program called Get Real, where I invite special guests and experts on my show to share their real-world experiences with you. If you want to be one of my guests, do send me an email and I will contact you and get you onto my radio program. The sponsor of my program is the Citizens Advice Bureau. They provide free and confidential advice to ensure that individuals do not suffer through ignorance of their rights and responsibilities. Contact their central Eden Albert or Newlyn branches for details about their new migrant support services on www.cab.org.nz, www.cab.org.nz, or phone 0800 367 222. The free phone number is 0800 367 222. Are you new to New Zealand? Did you notice that we are surrounded by water everywhere? And it is summer now, and Kiwis and migrants love to go to the beach. The question is, can you swim? If you can, how good are you in swimming? If you don't know swimming, it is very important that you and your family need to know how to swim to keep yourself safe. How can you find out about water safety and swimming? The Citizens Advice Bureau in Auckland Central will be delivering a free 2-hour workshop on water safety and swimming for new migrants in New Zealand on Thursday, 18th December 2004. This coming Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Alan Melville Pioneer Women's Hall in High Street in the Auckland City. December the 18th, from 4:30 to 6:15 p.m. at the Alan Melville Pioneer Women's Hall, High Street, Auckland City. It is also a great time for you to meet other migrants and build your network. And free refreshments will also be provided after the workshop for you. To attend, you need to register by contacting CAB Central Auckland on phone 302-3676, 09-302-3676, or on their mobile 022-370-019, 022-370-019, or the landline number is 302-3677. So get there and learn about water safety and swimming. Well, last week I interviewed Giselle, a Kiwi lady and manager of the Citizens Advice Bureau in Mount Albert. She explained how migrants can get so much help on almost any topic by visiting or calling on the CAB branch near you. So find in the yellow pages where the CAB office is and go there. If you have never heard of CAB or visited them, it's a good time for you to now check them out. But if you missed that program from last week, don't worry. You can listen online at any time.
Listen to this program again online, planetaudio.org.nz/English for migrants. That's planetaudio.org.nz/English for migrants.
Well, click on the listen button on that web page to listen to my most recent lesson. You can also click on the archive button at the bottom to listen to any of my past 45 plus lessons. And they're all free for you. You can also download all my lessons onto your computer or tablet and listen to it at any time while you're traveling or staying at home in your room. You can download all my free lessons. But today, I have something really interesting and very relevant at this time of the year. So what is my English topic?
Today's English topic.
Well, today's English topic is called the language of Christmas. The language of Christmas. Did you notice how hectic life is at this time of the year in New Zealand? Everyone is rushing around the shops to buy things. It is hard to find a car park in the shopping centers, and you wonder why. The simple answer is, it is Christmas time. So, everywhere you go in the shopping malls, you hear music, you see beautiful lights, Christmas trees, some of them really huge ones, and Santa parades in the city and in your local areas. And you see people wrapping up gifts, presents, and decorations everywhere you go. If you are new to New Zealand, it is a good idea to learn about this thing called Christmas. So my lesson today is on the language of Christmas. You know, there are many words used at this time of the year that you can learn and also use, especially if you're going to a Kiwi home. Have you been invited by your neighbor or someone or a church to join them at their Christmas party? So let me prepare you by talking about a number of things today so that you'll be very comfortable and you will know what to do when you are part of this Christmas celebration. So I'm going to answer five questions for you. Number one, what is Christmas? Number two, who celebrates Christmas in New Zealand? There are lots of people in New Zealand, but who celebrates them? And then number three, what do people do on Christmas Day? Number four, what words do people use during Christmas? And lastly, how can you also enjoy Christmas? And what can you do on this Christmas Day? So let me answer these questions for you right from the beginning. Number one, what is Christmas? What is Christmas? Well, Christmas is actually a religious festival. It is a Christian festival that celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born some 2,014 years ago in a place called Bethlehem in Israel. So we get the Christian calendar from the day of his birth. And so we are 2,014 years since Jesus was born. So Christmas is celebrated by people in most parts of the world, especially in Western countries, on the 25th of December. On the 25th of December is Christmas Day. The word Christmas comes from a very old English word called Christesmas, which means Christ's Mass. Mass meaning a special celebration. So Christmas comes from the old English word, which simply means celebration of Christ. In the modern world we live in, Christmas has become a yearly holiday season, and the Christian or religious background, it has a special meaning. So it's a holiday season and it has a religious background, but today that has become less important. It has also become a highly commercialized celebration because you see people everywhere spending lots and lots of money to buy presents at this time. It is a time to set up the Christmas tree with beautiful lights and fantastic decorations. So everywhere you go, you see large Christmas trees, some made out of plastic, some real Christmas trees, and with beautiful decorations and lights and ribbons on them. At this time, you will also see a strange man with a long white beard and a mustache, wearing a red and white suit with a bag full of presents. This man is called Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Well, actually, he was originally called Saint Nicholas. Nicholas. Saint Nicholas. But in Dutch, it was Nicholas. So we get the word Santa Claus. So the Dutch call them Santa Claus. And today, children think that Santa Claus comes from the North Pole on a special wagon pulled by reindeer. So he carries lots of presents and distributes them. So that is Christmas. But who celebrates Christmas in New Zealand? Well, actually, almost everyone in New Zealand celebrates Christmas, even if they are not Christians or religious people. It is a happy festival, and everyone is invited to join in. So whether you are a Muslim or a Hindu or a Christian or whatever your religious background is, because you're in New Zealand, everyone is invited to join this Christmas celebration. But for Christians, it is a very important religious day because it is the birthday of the person called Jesus Christ, whom they worship as their God. So while it is open to everyone, for Christians, it is a special day because it is the birthday of Jesus. Well, what do people actually do on Christmas Day? You might have seen a lot of things in the shopping centers, but what exactly goes on at home? What happens outside at different places? So let me talk about that. Well, Christmas Day is a very special day, especially for children. They think that Santa Claus brings them presents in the night and puts them under the Christmas tree for them. So they're all very excited about the presents they're going to get. In New Zealand, Christmas Day is in the beginning of the summer season. Did you notice? It's getting warmer. So unlike the Northern Hemisphere, it is cold and snowy in winter in the Northern Hemisphere, like in the UK and Sweden and so on. But for Kiwis, it is the beginning of summer. So there is no snow, as you will see in many pictures, because we are in the Southern Hemisphere. So what do people do? Everyone who celebrates Christmas buys Christmas presents, and they wrap them up in beautiful Christmas paper and put them under the Christmas tree for their loved ones, especially children. Many parents, they will wait till their children have gone to sleep on the 24th of December, and we call that the Christmas Eve, E-V-E. So on Christmas Eve, on the 24th, parents will wait until the children have gone to bed. Then they bring the presents and put them under the tree with the names of every child. Even the adults get presents. They buy each other presents. And children get up very early on Christmas Day, all excited to find their presents and open them up to see what they have got. It's very exciting for them. And Christians and many others go to church on Christmas Day for their special Christmas church service. So you'll see many people going to church, even though they don't go on other Sundays, but they will go to church on Christmas Day for this special church service. Then they come home to cook the special Christmas dinner, which is normally eaten at lunchtime rather than in the evening dinner time. So the Christmas dinner is actually, in the New Zealand context, at lunchtime. So for most people, it is a family time where they invite all their family members and relatives and children to one place for the Christmas dinner. So they decide which place, who's home, and they all meet on that Christmas day for this special dinner. The table is set with decorations, candles burning, and special glasses are set on the table. Most people cook what is called a roast meal in the oven. And usually, this is a very large turkey. And they roast this turkey with potatoes, kumara, K-U-M-A-R-A, which is the sweet potato, pumpkin, and many other vegetables. And they make a special gravy to pour on this turkey. They also open bottles of champagne or wine for the celebration. Other Kiwis will cook two things. They cook turkey as well as a large ham, H-A-M, on the bone. This is the thigh of the pig or the pork. So it's quite an expensive thing. So they cook turkey and a large ham on the bone, which is also roasted like the chicken and served on Christmas dinner time. Wow, it looks really exciting and my mouth is watering already. So this is what Christmas Day means for the Kiwi family. They eat turkey and ham and roasted vegetables and they drink champagne and fruit juices on that day at Christmas dinner. Well, there is more. After dinner, they serve Christmas cakes and ice cream and jelly. But for Kiwis, there is a very special dessert, a sweet thing called the pavlova. P-A-V-L-O-V-A, pavlova. A special sweet made from egg whites baked in the oven until it is crunchy on the outside with a soft, fluffy or foamy substance inside. It's really beautiful. It is coated with fresh cream, whipped cream, and topped with sliced strawberries, peaches, and many other fruits. You know what? People eat far too much on Christmas Day because it's a special dinner. And then everyone gives each other Christmas presents and open them up before or after dinner. There is so much excitement. Children think that Santa Claus came during the night and put these presents under the Christmas tree for them. Well, actually, someone else did. Their parents did. Because it is summer, many Kiwis have an outdoor barbecue meal rather than indoor. So you might see lots of smoke and nice smell coming from right around. They may also dance after the dinner to music, or even in the evening they have a special Christmas party. So this is what happens, what people do on Christmas Day. So now you know what happens. Then what words do people use on Christmas Day or during this time? Well, you may be invited by your Kiwi friends to join them for Christmas dinner. Please say yes and join in. So it is good to know some words that are used during Christmas time. You will hear everyone saying, Merry Christmas! Happy Christmas! Everyone wants to know about their Christmas gifts. So you should wish everybody during Christmas time, before, during, and after Christmas, you simply say, Merry Christmas! Happy Christmas! And then, during the Christmas day, once they have opened the presents, they talk about other presents. So they use words such as, what did you get for Christmas? What did Santa bring you for Christmas? Look what Santa gave me for Christmas. These are some of the words they use. People shake hands and even kiss each other when they wish them Merry Christmas. When they pour the champagne in the glasses, this is the bubbly wine in the glasses, they lift the glasses or touch the glasses with each other and say, Merry Christmas! People also sing special songs or play these songs on their stereo. These Christmas songs are called Christmas carols, C-A-R-O-L-S. The famous ones are Christmas carols such as Silent Night, Jingle Bells. You will hear these songs played over and over again. And you will hear new words in these songs, such as the word manger. M-A-N-G-E-R means where the Jesus was born, where the sheep and the donkey was in a little barn. They call that a manger. The crib, C-R-I-B, where Jesus was put on, where the baby was born, and they put this little basket-like thing called the crib. And then you hear the song beginning with the word hark, H-A-R-K, which simply means listen in Old English. It's called Hark the Herald Angels Sing, means listen to these songs. You hear the word angels. You know, these are the spiritual beings with wings that came on the day when Jesus was born to tell the shepherds. So you hear the word shepherds, mean the people who look after sheep. You will hear two famous names, Mary and Joseph, the mother and father of Jesus. So you will hear these words. And you will also hear something about Santa Claus coming on a sleigh. It's like a wagon with no wheels because it has to go on the snow. So it's got a metal thing at the bottom to slide through the snow. It's called a sleigh. So these are the most common words that you hear. Well, what can you do to enjoy Christmas? Although Christmas is a Christian festival, everyone joins in to celebrate this happy occasion. So today, Christmas has become a social festival. Everyone can join in. So you should also join with your friends and other Kiwis and have a great, enjoyable time. Make sure to wish everyone Merry Christmas. Also, be polite. Take a gift to give to the person or the family who invited you. Well, you don't have to buy a gift for every person, but just buy a box of chocolates or a bottle of wine or something to give as a family gift. So enjoy the Christmas dinner and tell the host or the person who invited you how good the food was and how much you enjoyed the food and friendship. Enjoy the drinks, the wines, the beer and champagne if you want to, but if you are driving, do not drink and drive. Do not drink and drive. You can always ask for fruit juice, Coke or water if you do not wish to drink alcohol. But join in the fun. Kiwis often put on Christmas hats and even dance. So don't feel shy. Just join in and enjoy yourself. Isn't Christmas a great festival to enjoy? It speaks of joy and hope and light and love, because Christians believe that God came in the form of a little baby to save mankind. Well, there is so much more to tell you about Christmas, but I don't have the time. Did you learn something new about Christmas today? Is this how you celebrate Christmas in your country? Would you like to add something to what I have said about Christmas, or do you have some questions that you would like to ask me? You can ask questions or post your comments by joining me on my English for Migrants Facebook page.
Join the conversation on Facebook. Facebook.com/English for Migrants. Facebook.com/English for Migrants.
Well, feel free to post your questions and comments at any time and I will respond to you. It's also a great way to improve your English and find other Kiwi friends. Each week I communicate with more than 210 friends who have already joined me on my Facebook page. So why don't you go there now and click like and join me by putting your comments and join the conversation. Well, after my radio program, many listeners also asked me if I can be their English teacher. Sure, if you want me to be your teacher personally in Auckland, I can do this, or I can teach you online via Skype if you live outside Auckland. Outside this radio program, I offer my services as a private English teacher and as an employment coach. So if you need individual face-to-face assistance from me to improve your English, prepare you for IELTS, help you with your essays, or to get some private coaching for employment, such as helping you with your cover letter, CV, or prepare you for the job interview, you can get in touch with me via email.
To contact your English teacher, email addon@goshenconsulting.co.nz. That's ADON at GOSHENconsulting.co.nz.
Well, I look forward to receiving your email or joining me on my English for Migrants Facebook page. You can also call me on my mobile 022-340-4433. 022-340-4433. Well, let's look at next week's topic.
Next week on English for Migrants.
Well, summer is here, and my topic for next week is the language of the Kiwi DIY. The long Christmas and New Year holidays begin shortly, and for Kiwis, it's time to take the long-awaited annual holidays. New Zealand almost comes to a quiet period, and everything is shut down until the end of January. But what do you hear after Christmas is the banging of the hammer. Kiwis are great at what is called DIY. Do you know what DIY means? Well, you have to wait till next week for me to tell you the answer and teach you the language of the Kiwi DIY. You will find it very interesting because you and your fellow migrants will have to learn DIY pretty quickly if you want to save a lot of money. So make sure you join me on Sunday at 11:20 a.m. to find out more about DIY. But if you missed anything today, you can listen again here online.
Listen to this program again online, planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants. That's planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my lesson on Christmas and what it means and what you can do and what people do. So it's not far away. So get ready to enjoy Christmas with your Kiwi friends. Well, it is time for me to go, because it's raining outside and I have to leave the studio. So remember, if you want to be my guest on this radio program or want me to be your private teacher, do send me an email or call me on 022-340-4433. So until next Sunday at 11:20 a.m., this is Addon Kumar, your English teacher on Planet FM 104.6, saying goodbye. And have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next week to show you what Kiwis do in something called DIY. Have a good day.